With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Recording,
everybody. Hello.
What up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest and pretty messy. And we love this one.
We do.
Show on Earth, Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I'm very hyped for Paradise, I will say.
Me too.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready.
I know it's a longer season too. I think we're getting more episodes, which is great. I love seeing that Ronnie's going to be on the beach. Yes. Brandon's already on the beach. Serene, bring the melanin, please. Olu's coming, I think, at some point.
Yes, the fuck he is. You know him. I was part of him.
Oh, God. But yeah, Paradise is here. We're hyped. It's going to be a good little season.
Yeah.
Okay, before we dive into Paradise, though, can we talk quickly? Yes. Love is Blind.
Because that's all we can do is talk about it quickly.
Quickly.
Unlike them. God. Oh, three episodes of not nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing happened.
It was so upsetting. That storyline with what's his face and Deep D. I was like, can we not? Oh, can we not do this?
Kyle and Deep D. Yeah.
Kyle.
I just feel like we've seen so. It was really useless because we've seen so much already in real time. We've been seeing Deep D and Kyle dating.
Yeah.
We already know that everybody divorced.
Yep.
So this wasn't really providing us anything. And then the little bit of drama they're trying to create with Shayna and Natalie.
Yeah.
And
Natalie.
Was such a stretch. They didn't show any the messages or whatever the hell that Natalie claimed to see.
Mm-mm.
Shayna is fully engaged to somebody else. And Shane is just like doing Shane. But like they're trying to create something and like it was nothing.
It was such a flop.
It was a real flop. Yeah.
Oof. As soon as I asked her, what are the text messages you saw? And she said, oh, they were just messages. I was like, oh, nah.
Okay, no. Goodbye.
None of this.
Natalie, what are you doing? Like,
oh, jeez.
Really trying to create something out of nothing.
Yeah. But it was sad to see Jared and Ayana, though. That was sad.
That sucks. Yeah. But honestly, it looked like Jared just didn't change his ways at all.
Not only did he not change his ways, he just found professions in said ways and then blamed it on being a husband. And that's why he was out. I was like, this level of manipulation in order to stop wanting to change.
And
persistence of not wanting to change and being self-aware is really weird. That is really, really very strange.
And then you go get a job as a security guard and a bouncer and a bartender and all these nightlife professions. Like, what?
And you're like, oh, you know, I just have to provide now that I'm a husband. That really got on my nerves. He was like, I have to provide now. So I got a job as a bouncer at a nightclub. What? Don't you cut hair and sell a hookah business?
That's what I thought. What happened to
all
of
that? Stuff?
Aren't you a serial entrepreneur, apparently? Like, what? I cannot. So please let Ayanna go free, because you are wasting time.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasting her time that whole year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Speaking of nightlife, I'm going to just do a quick segue. Married at First Sight, Justin and Alexis.
We had an intense discussion about this.
Oh, my God. Intense. Oh, you did? Yes. What happened?
We always get into it in the shows.
I know y'all do.
We do. So here's the thing about Alexis going out all the time. Mm-hmm. She's 30. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember 2 years ago? We were 30, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So think about your friends that you went to the club with. Mm-hmm. And your friends that you went to brunch with and whatever. Mm-hmm. How many times when you were 30 did you realistically do that? Was it every week?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So for her to go every week to the club, to brunch, doing all these like very indulgent things that honestly, physically, you stop being able to handle at 30 years old. Okay.
Right.
It really stops at 27 and a half.
Right.
That is something very immature that he sees in her that he doesn't like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right? I was like, babe, this isn't about like just going out. This is about like the company she's keeping.
Yes. And he even said, he was like, why that setting? Like a nightclub. Yeah. That's a very specific setting. It's like a huge social experiment where men and women are kind of like peacocking and like trying to like get each other's attention. And that's the setting that you want to be in on a weekly basis with your friend. Like, why that setting? Like, I understand. He's like, why that environment specifically? You want to see your friends, go to a brunch, go shopping,
go to yoga, go
to the park,
circle, whatever.
Yeah, you're in San Diego. Go to the beach. Do a little bonfire. Yeah. Like,
oh my God, get some weed and go to the beach.
Yes. They literally live in Cali. They can be outside anytime. Yeah. Why a nightclub though? Like, that's fucking weird.
Yes.
And it's a huge signal of you do not want to be anybody's wife right now. Like,
no, you don't even want to grow up, really. Because at 30 years old, you're at that nightclub every
At the week? Nightclub, bitch? The fuck? You're putting on heels on a weekly basis?
Oh.
And when she said, when they're sitting there, they're playing some questions game or whatever, and he was like, why can't you just stay at home? Like, just, you know, stay home, watch TV, just like have a night in. And she's like, I think you're underestimating the turn up. And he's like, huh? And she's like, yeah, I could be out Tuesday through, what'd she say, like Tuesday through Friday? Yes, like, no issue. Friday. You're underestimating the turn up. And it's like, why do you need to be turned up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Like,
why do underestimating? They don't want to mature. And so they start blaming the situations around them rather than just like looking inward. And being like, why can't I be at the club Tuesday through Friday at this big age of 30 years old?
With large age. Right.
You just gonna leave Newton there?
Right.
Like, oh my gosh.
I don't even get it. Alexis really lost me completely with this one.
Totally. Totally. Completely.
Justin was not asking a lot. She's trying to make him out to be this like controlling person. And it's like he's literally just asking you to hang out with him once a week. Like, stay on the couch, watch a movie, have a little in date night. Like, come
and
on,
maybe
girl.
Not body roll for niggas for like 3 hours a night for every week. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe.
Body roll for niggas. Oh my God.
Oh, but like, but actually, your ring on? Could you imagine with your engagement
ring?
With your
ring on. Yes. Like, going to Turk and like looking around at guys. What am I doing here? Like,
and he's just at home.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. And he's just chilling at home. Like, doesn't make any sense. That's the same with Jared and Ayanna. He was just out
here.
It's
the same.
With his wedding ring. That nigga is married. With his wedding ring on.
Like, it's too
buying
good.
People shots
tacos.
At the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? So
I distinctly remember one of the last times I was at a nightclub was, I don't know, this must have been 2017, maybe. Feels like forever ago. Mm-hmm. When I went to spring break with my friend Christina.
Oh my gosh. Mexico.
Playa del Carmen, I want to say.
Yeah.
Puerto Vallarta, one of those places. And I remember standing in the night, we're in a nightclub, like full on nightclub. There's bottle service areas. There's girls on tables dancing. Uh-huh, and like, uh-huh, we're just kind of like doing our little thing. And at one point it's like, I was drunk too. So I'm just like, you know, you're within your body, but outside yourself. Yeah. I was like outside myself looking around the situation. I was like, what am I doing here? Like,
what is this?
What is, I literally just like stopped and looked around. I'm like, this is so not your scene at all anymore.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Like, that's not even fun.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. So at 30, Alexis, three times a week.
30. Why are you going there when you have a man at home?
The whole husband. The whole point of being out at the club is you are looking for a husband. You're hoping you find somebody.
Or you're looking to dance. So go and dance with your friends. You don't have to go and dance with your friends every fucking weekend.
Every day.
That's what's so weird to me.
That's what's fucking weird. So they're a mess.
Yeah, they're a mess. I can't believe I'm on Team Justin.
Now. I can't believe it either.
And I knew it would happen because I knew there was something weird about her.
Something weird about Alexis. We knew.
We both knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was watching at the gym yesterday. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
It's so insane. Anyways, paradise.
Anyways, yes, let's get into these people who are desperate for the club and desperate for love.
I know.
Paradise.
Paradise. What are your initial thoughts on this first episode?
Let me tell you something. The undertones of the amount of DMs that were sent per couple already is hysterical.
Really?
Hysterical.
Do you think they're all lying? Like they do actually hang out and know each other?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if Romeo and Jill and Kira lie.
They were out lie.
At the club.
Yeah.
All the time.
But like Brandon and Serene, they seem
Serene have exchanged nudes. Messages. That's how like fucking crazy they look. They were both like, oh, you're just so nervous to see you. Like, yeah, because you've seen his bathing suit parts. Serene. Anyway. But I thought they were cute. I think it's kind of cute.
I think it's cute. I love it.
It's almost like we're watching a bunch of people doing a first online date. It's kind of like that. It's like they all matched online and now we're looking to see
watching them
in person.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's fun. But it's not the most exciting that everybody knows who everybody is coming down the beach. Like, oh, when is so-and-so gonna get here? Da, 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 da. Yeah. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah, and it used to be a little bit more mysterious before. Mm-hmm. Now they all know. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd rather there be, like, a little bit more options thrown in along with the other experiment that we have going on. But still fun. And then Johnny absolutely left that date with Gabby. And when he was top three and went straight to paradise. I mean, walked there. Straight to paradise.
Yeah, round the corner.
So we got to check
out. Weren't they in Mexico?
Yeah,
were he and Gabby in Mexico? Yeah, he literally went down the block. Joined paradise.
Yep.
That's insane. Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. And everything else we'll get to. Those are my initial thoughts. What'd you think, friend?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think Brandon and Serene kind of like being a thing from minute zero. It was very spot on. How else was Brandon going to come to the island? This is like a very Brandon move, I feel like.
It is. That's true.
Showed up, beeline for one person, and then he's done. He's in love. He doesn't need any other woman. How else?
Invested.
Fully. Fully. Emotionally invested. He is signed, sealed, delivered on screen.
Delivered, yes. Yeah.
It was just so... It was hilarious. It was like, you guys... just met, quote unquote, but now we're like kissing in a couple instantly. But also I was like, how else was Brandon gonna do this? There's no other way for him to arrive here. So but yeah, so far I really like the cast. I like that it's a mix of like definitely some big name people that we've, you know, Michael A, Andrew S, people that made it very far in their like seasons. But then a mix of a lot of randoms, just like lesser known people that we've loved. Sierra, loved Sierra always.
Yes.
Jill, Kira, people that you like saw on the season, but like no one really followed them or knew. They weren't on the show long enough to get like a big following or to like, they didn't have a love story, so there's nothing to follow.
Right.
Them
right.
They were on the season. But I love that, like seeing Kira, Jill, like the amount of screen time they're getting, the amount of talking points and talking time they get, and we're actually getting to know these people. I love that. And it's not just focused on some of the bigger name people. So
yeah.
Particularly on the women's side, I like the amount of like lesser known women that we're getting to see so far.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially from that cast, because it's Clayton's mm-hmm. cast. And he's exactly such, so that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. I love it. Love Paradise. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. Speaking of husband hunting. Yeah. We're about 3 days out. We're almost there.
Almost there, guys. Oh my God. Almost there. I'm getting married on Saturday.
You are getting married on Saturday, and I haven't taken the moment to really look at you and be like, wow, that person who 3 years ago was like, yeah, I met this guy named Nate.
Yeah.
He's getting married to that person on Saturday. And really, it wasn't even that. It was really like, ugh, this guy's texting me too much. Like,
too much. No, I never said that. Never.
You never said too much? But do you remember the conversation you had with me and Leah?
No. Which conversation?
You had a conversation with me and Leah. It wasn't at all. It was just kind of like, he makes me a little nervous. Because he said something like, oh, I can't wait to see you after Thanksgiving or something.
Mm.
Like something really nice.
Yeah.
And all three of us were like, we were like, stage five, clean your vibe, soul one. We were like,
oh, God, no.
All three of us.
I remember the conversation I remember was going down, you and I taking the train going down for New Year's. So New Year's was Nate and I's third date. Justine was there. That was like the night we fell in love, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember going on the train, going down, either on the train or this was at Audrey's apartment. We were getting ready. And you were like, so who's this guy? What are we doing? I was like, I don't know. He's cute. Yes. We're on two dates. I was very just like, let's see what this party's about. But we had plans to come back to Harlem to go to Angel of Harlem. Did. We did not think we were going to stay down the whole night. Oh, I remember distinctly being like, girl, I don't know. He's cute. Yeah. His name's Nate. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember getting there and I was like, oh, he is cute. And he's, okay, cool.
Yeah, checked out. Yeah. So crazy. Now he is here. Gosh. We are getting married on
permanently. Permanently. He said, you know what? So you're going to have my last name. Let's go. That's so crazy.
I know. That's so nuts.
And I haven't even like looked at you fully because I can't.
I know.
You texted me. I was too high to think about it. I couldn't.
I know. So Saturday when we hit me afterwards, I was like, shit, that was the last time I was going to see you. The next time I see you, I would literally be walking down the aisle. Like, the fuck? Like, didn't register until after. I was like, oh shit. I just gave her a hug. I was like, bye girl, I gotta go deal with this. Oh my God. So yeah, fully getting married on Saturday. Last Natasha's getting married. We'll be dropping on Friday. It'll just be Nate and I just chatting about the year, this wedding planning year. People left us some questions on Instagram. We'll be answering some questions.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. We might do one more episode at a time. Maybe.
I think, after the wedding in October.
Post-wedding.
Yeah, post-wedding, for sure.
We'll do one more, but...
Yes. So, yeah, check that out on the Rose Stems tier, dropping on Friday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, shout-out to the Rose Garden. Love you guys. Shout-out to all the people sending, like, nice wedding love, either in the DMs or email. Just been either following our little wedding journey or just been following just day ones of this podcast and have heard single online dating touche. Like, I've heard those stories and now have seen the full progression. Love you guys. Thanks for all the love and support. Please continue to rate, view, and subscribe. Find us on Instagram and on TikTok. Tag us in your stories. Join the private Facebook group. It's a good time in there. Password is I Love Messy TV. Join the private Discord. All the info is in the description box. All right, Justine, do we have any lovely church announcements?
We just have one from Michelle, who emailed us some of her wedding pictures, and she got married in a barn with trees, and it was so beautiful. Oh my God, her dress is stopping. Oh my God, it's so nice.
Love it.
Oh my God, and her pictures were so beautiful. So thank you, Michelle. That's so
Michelle.
I don't know why I feel like it's so personal to send out wedding pictures, those are definitely on her probably public
everywhere.
But right. I'm like, oh my God, her wedding pictures. She sent them to us.
I know. So, so nice. Yeah. Love the dress.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Nice. But that's it. That's it for church announcements.
Nice. Yeah. These pictures. The quality is so fucking good.
I mean,
Chris was like 4K, bitch. What the hell is this?
This is 8K.
I'm zoomed all the way in, and it's like crisp.
Yes. Like damn, you can zoom in on a leaf on a tree, and you can see the outline of the leaf.
Truly, like. High definition. Oh my God, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks for sending that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have some Bachelor Nation news.
You do. Okay. What happened now? Oh, God.
Well, you know Clayton and Susie broke up. That you know.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that already. Okay, yeah. Well, okay. Good luck to both of them selling Athletic Greens and toothpaste.
Oh, God.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, everybody saw this coming since 2 weeks ago. They moved out from each other's apartments. Talk about they're going to try long distance. Okay.
Who just says we'll gamble with long distance? Let's see how fun this will be after living with each other. What?
Right.
Oh my God.
Okay. Best of luck to y'all. Hope I never see you again.
Ever.
Ever. Okay. Have you seen Mike Johnson out with Megan King? So I don't know this chick. You watch Housewives of OC. Who is this?
I do not. There's two.
Oh, you don't?
No, OC, they're all racist. It's crazy. Oh. Crazy. Crazy. I don't know if this young lady's racist because she's very young, but them other ones, it is real bad.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So I don't know this lady. I mean, I've seen her face, but I don't watch it. I haven't watched OC in forever.
Yeah. But, same.
Her and Mike Johnson were spotted gallivanting around Vegas with a strip club.
They're on what?
Some red carpet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're just friends. Apparently
that's weird.
She has a podcast, and I guess he's on podcast this week, so it's like,
why wouldn't she be?
Yeah, I don't know, promo for the podcast or whatever, but of course everyone is thoroughly invested in Mike Johnson's love life, so we're all watching like the fickle says, who's this bitch, who's Megan King, what is she doing? But damn, I thought you would have knew something about her. I don't know anything about her.
Mm-mm. But no. If she was on Housewives, that means she probably has like kids and an ex-husband at least.
At least one. Yeah, at least. I don't know, because they be casting singles at this point, talking about Real Housewives. So I don't know. Like, honestly, on Real, I haven't watched Atlanta this year.
Yeah.
Is anybody on Atlanta besides Candy a wife?
Oh yeah. They're almost all with somebody. Marlo and Kenya.
Marlo and Kenya ain't with nobody.
No. But there's Sonya, she's married.
Oh,
there's
Drew,
she's married.
Oh, please. Barely.
She's married.
God, oh, okay. Please.
I'll
use that term loosely.
Loosely.
Oh my God.
I guess they have a business agreement signed together. I can't even name the other one. I can't. Oh, Sheree. She was in between people.
No, please.
She was dating someone fully incarcerated this
fully
season.
Fully in jail.
Very sad.
Oh, God. I guess they're right. That's
they're about half and half, I would say.
About half. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Email us. Who's Megan King? What do we know about her?
Yeah. What should we know anything about her?
Do we
care?
Do we care? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gabby and Eric, they've been getting a lot of heat this past week. I don't know if you've seen.
They really should have addressed this on After the Final Rose, because this is way worse.
This is worse.
Going on a podcast and having to answer for this is way worse.
They
should have just done it on TV.
Oh my God. So they obviously are in the hot seat, of course, post After the Final Rose, went on After Final Rose. Mm-hmm. We didn't even mention the word blackface at all.
Mm-hmm.
Very much focused on Eric and the girls, text messages, the girl he was dating, whatever. And so, yeah, they look terrible because they haven't been posting anything. They've been pretty silent. Yep. I think Gabby answered like one question in a Us Weekly article or some shit. Meanwhile, big names like bigger bachelorettes like Caitlin Bristow, Michelle, and all of them, Becca, been like posting stuff, posting stories, apparently liking tweets and comments captions that are like blasting Gabby and Eric.
What? Damn. Well, Becca did give her the like hint, don't fucking marry this guy at Bachelor's Final Rose. On the couch, she was like, yeah, I don't think you should marry him, but it's okay. Go off, sis. Like,
but go off, I guess. Yeah, that was stupid. I mean, for them to just not address it, for the franchise to not address it on the couch was stupid. And then Gabby and Eric to also post. I don't know how much say they have on what to talk about on the couch. Eric is going to volunteer to address the fucking blackface on the couch if they're not going to make him. He's just not going to volunteer that. But for them also afterwards to not really, to also be kind of like silently.
Just so living in privilege. It's just so like, we're white. Everybody's going to love us anyway. And no one's going to care.
We can move on.
We can move on. But God forbid Mike Johnson dates somebody who in the past did anything. Y'all would cancel him, so he would lose his job so quick. He would be out of here. Out of here. People would be canceled for real, for real. This is why we say white people don't get canceled. They don't.
They don't.
They fully don't.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Bachelor Data. She posted a little rundown, I think, last week. So there's been 46 couples from Bachelor, Bachelorette. Do you know how many are still together?
I'm going to estimate and say like 7.
Huh. Not bad. 9. So it's a 20% about success rate.
You know what? That is pretty much the same as Married at First Sight if you go on the show for one season. You have probably a 20% chance of staying with that person. About 2 of them, but always one of them stays together for at least a year.
I wonder what are the numbers for Married at First Sight. So Married at First Sight
are probably great. Yeah.
Pretty, I mean, they've had so many, and the ratio is probably not as big, but I don't know. There's a couple. There's a lot of the black couples stay together for Married at First Sight.
Stay together.
Lot of the black couples. I can think of 3 off rip that are still together. Yeah. With kids. Yeah. So that's also very interesting. But 9 of 46. So just thank you, Bachelor Data, for the reminder of the fuck we're dealing with here.
Just the smooth read of Bachelor Nation.
Straight up. Straight up. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Okay, and then my last thing, actually. So they've released pictures of the potential contestants for Zach's upcoming season. Which came out a few days ago, and I literally just saw it this morning because that is how little I care. They're cute. They're all young. They look like they're 22, 23. Babies.
Which means to me they look like they are 15. They look so like young. Scholars. They look like scholars with weaves.
They do look like Dorsen scholars. Man. Yep. So, because Zach is only, 26? 26. Maybe he'll be 27 by the time.
Yeah, 26.
So you know the girls are going to be like as low down as like 22. Up to like 30. And that's like the old girl in the house, the 30. Which, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well.
I don't know.
Well, have fun at Revolve Fest next Coachella. I guess. That's all I got.
Anyways, let's dive into Paradise.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the man who stole Taser's job is the host of Paradise. God help us. I almost wish they would bring back David Spade. Honestly.
He was at least funny.
So yeah, Jesse's on the beach welcoming us to Paradise. Just joking about like the distant sounds of crying. There is mad crying on Paradise. There's more crying on Paradise than there is on the regular season.
That is definitely for sure. Or like even the other one. Oh my God, it was the other one on CBS. Ah, Love Island.
Yes, Love Island. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we meet some of the new people who are joining Paradise. So we meet Hunter. She is sitting on a toilet. She reminds us that she has IBS.
She reminds us. She claims that's her claim to fame, apparently.
Yeah, apparently we knew this. Girl, I did not know this.
Never even remembered you. You could have absolutely said you were Lindsay, and I would have believed you.
Right.
Lindsay, who is fabulous.
Oh my god. No idea who this is. Johnny's opening back and she's rapping. So there's that.
Because he had to film it an hour after he broke up with Gabby.
Right. God, I'm so curious of the timeline. I just know that he was there.
I know it was in the same 24 100%. Hours. I know it was.
Yep, 100%.
Oh man,
oh God. We see Serene. Love Serene. Yes. She's still so cute.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds us she's a teacher, which I forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
And she says she's ready to hit the beach and she's ready to meet Brandon. She specifically names Brandon.
Specifically. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we have Brandon, who of course they replay his sad ass breakup.
Why did they do that to him?
Woo.
Why did they do that to him?
Why the tears? The tears, the tears.
Oh, it was the tears, it was the hand motions, this.
Yes, the hand on the head.
A lot of
like, quivering bottom lip. Oh, my
God. The bottom lip.
The bottom lip. God. Poor Brandon.
Poor Brandon.
But he's 27, reminds us. Mm-hmm. He's excited to be vulnerable again and try to find somebody and just still the hopeless romantic that we left.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't Brandon the Bachelor.
Why?
Him and Why? Sue must fall in love and get engaged and leave.
If they don't get engaged and start a Bachelor Nation podcast sponsored by Warner Brothers, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be upset. And same with Rodney. Rodney better find a wife. He better get married on the beach. Yes. That's the only excuse.
Yeah. That's for the them only to not be got. Bachelor. Has to be.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Next, we meet Dr. Kira, who is this? She is a whole brand new person. I mean, I knew she had a little kink to her.
We knew.
But my God, we're really learning her. Yeah. So she's 33. She says, I hope the audience gets to see more of the real me during Paradise. Mm. Which, even just that, I hope the audience gets to see. Kira's here for TV. Kira here for love.
Television.
She's here to create a character.
Yep.
And to just become well known as that within Bachelor Nation. But yeah, we have her rolling around in the ocean. She has this teeny tiny bikini on. She's talking about in her past life, she must have been a porn star.
I was like, being a porn star and being a physician are two very all-encompassing jobs.
Different things.
You know?
Yes.
How do you have both of those things within you? That's a lot. And that's I know we all have hobbies. We all have things we like to do. That is a whole other passion calling.
Yeah, truly.
Wow.
But she's letting it known that she is a freak. She says she's going to be in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
We're going to lose count how many times she hits the boom boom room. Like, she is leaning in on the sex. She's here for sex and television. And that's it. Dr. Kira.
Maybe she's looking to start her OnlyFans content.
I guess.
Maybe she's looking to be the next Sophia with an F.
Who's that?
She's the one half call her daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe she's trying to pitch a sex
podcast, like sex posy.
Sex kind of positive something. Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting. It's like dual, the doctor and then the fucking porn star, she said. It's like, what? Porn damn, star. Okay.
Those are so enveloping. Both professions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well.
Can't wait to see more of her, though. I'm excited for
you. Yeah.
Very excited. Next, we have Jacob Tarzan, shirtless.
Let me tell you something.
Naked, doing that.
I will be calling this man John Paul Jones. Just letting you all know now.
Oh, God. Don't do that, John
Paul Jones.
They are the
same person. They're the same one to me. Same one. I'm just this big, goofy white guy. I just have no personality besides the gym. JPJ ended up being very funny. Hopefully this guy turns around.
Saying.
Because this guy is very giving fatphobic, giving, like, misogyny, like, all of those things. So
just giving, like, let me put together a very cheap, lazy, like, shtick and just go in with that. I have long hair.
Yep.
I could walk around shirtless and people could just call me Tarzan. And just lean in on that. It's boring. Yeah. It's so boring. Yeah.
It says, I have no personality.
I have no personality or creativity, like anything else.
Yeah.
You're a white man with long hair. Oh, I'll just be Tarzan. Okay. It's just boring. Anyways, next we have Genevieve. Genevieve has 200 bathing suits, apparently.
That's a lot, but I know people with more, so. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Why? You can mix and match the tops and the bottoms.
Nope. Everybody collects. Everybody collects things, you know?
Jesus Christ.
And that's our collection. It's fine.
Yes. That's a lot of bathing suits. But yeah, Genevieve, she very specifically has her eyes set on Justin Glaze.
Yeah, he's a popular one.
Yeah.
That's no surprise, though. Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. We never got to know him.
Yeah, but he's cute and tall.
He's
and
cute.
And funny.
But think about it. He's from the same season as Michael A.
I know.
We know Michael A way more. And Andrew. We know them two guys way more than we know Justin.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy for him. People are coming in with their eyes set on him. But I'm just like, I don't even know this man. For sure. But yeah, she's very set on Justin. And she's very worried about Shanae.
Mm-hmm.
It was like her nemesis from her season.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shanae's back.
Whatever.
Just a disgusting human. I can't believe they put her back on TV.
I can't believe they did that. This is really irresponsible. They should not have put her on TV again.
I can't even. It's not even that. I just can't believe it. I wouldn't put it past them to put a racist back on TV. That's what we know this podcast, this franchise to be.
Mm-hmm.
She was dabbling in ableism, and that shit, I thought they would never try to, like, co-sign.
Mm-mm.
The race, I could see them being like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they fully put this girl back on TV after she was going after this other chick for, what does she have, ADHD or something?
ADHD. And saying that she, like, can't think straight. Because she has ADHD.
That is heinous, yo. Like,
that is so, like, such a reach. Like,
such a reach. And also just, like, heinous, heinous accusations
behavior.
And commentary on people. Yeah, heinous behavior.
Yeah.
And they have her back here on television. It's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
She also has Justin on her mind, so she says.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So yeah, Justin, he's coming. He's excited to give us some more memes. That's also what he's very famous for. Cutie. So many things.
Yeah.
Just not being a runner-up, basically. Just
not at all. Nope.
Not at all. Jill. Love Jill. She was on Clayton season.
Yes. Until I saw her lineup and I said, oh, okay, we have a little fetish. Now do we, Jill?
Lineup.
She was looking for Rodney, Justin, or Leroy.
I said,
well,
she knows what she likes.
All righty. Okay. All right, Jill.
But yeah, she's ready to let her freak flag fly, as she said. So come and have fun on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Michael A, he's back.
Yes. Yeah.
38. Strong age.
I forgot about that.
I forgot that too.
His child is in second grade. Like, his child is fully reading. Like, can make a sandwich. Like,
wrong child.
Wow.
38 in paradise. Looking fine, honestly.
He looks fine as fuck. And I forgot that Katie's last name is Thurston. Those jokes write themselves.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Her last name is literally Thirsty. That is crazy. Anyway. Oh, God. And also, why wasn't he the bachelor? If he does not get married
on this season,
on this beach, we don't have. All right, I'm gonna throw this whole thing out.
Yeah, I don't get it. But yeah, looking good. He got a nice beard. He got some arms now. Talking about his son wanting a mother figure. His son even telling him, you know, Dad, everybody needs somebody, and like encouraging him on
this. Oh, yeah, that was cute. Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the beach. First to arrive to the beach is Serene.
Which
I love this for her. I love being the first, you know. Yeah. Very cute. Cute little white crochet bikini. And then Michael A. shows up next. And again, looking fine. A beard could really change somebody. That could change a man's whole life, yo.
It real a beard, a hat, and Tim's, you a whole other person. A
whole new person.
It's really something.
That's when they would flash back to Michael A., like during the Katie scenes. He looked like a different person. He looked like a dweeb, yo. Like,
a dweebazoid! He really did!
Yeah. This beard is just doing it. Like, wow. So he arrives next. Then Andrew from Katie season.
He's really like Andrew.
I do too.
I really like him. I
forgot
him
how
lot.
Much I liked him. I do too. Yeah. And he gave me pause with Katie, but I'm like, you know what? You on TV, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta act like you like somebody.
Yeah, exactly. He does that. Also was Clay's cousin.
I forgot about that.
He's Clay's cousin. Clay is weird. But, you know, you can't choose a family. You can't choose a family, so that is what it is. But,
But Andrew, he's such a nice smile. Like, a smile that, like, I don't know, his whole face is smiling. And he's a little corny, but it's, like, cute.
But he's very self-aware that he's corny, which I like. So
he knows
he's cute.
Yeah,
I like him.
So yeah, Genevieve arrives next. She's all excited to see Serene. Andrew, this was funny. Andrew's off talking with Michael A. and is like, "So tell me, what are your first impressions?" Michael says, "Youthful."
He said, "Youthful,
youthful,
and vibrant,
vibrant." Man, it's tired as hell already around these 22-year-olds. Exhausted. The screaming, the oh my god, oh my god. Like, he is like, what am I doing here? Johnny arrives, just got dropped off after breaking up with Gabby.
Just walked across the breach from breaking up with Gabby.
Exactly. He is so boring and so flat to me and so not good looking in the way that he like leans into being like the good looking guy. I don't see it for Johnny. I don't think he's cute at all.
Please email the number 2BlackGirls1Rose if this is your type.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Please. This is someone's like real type. And this is why he acts like this.
But could we just talk about his face though? Not the whole, because I understand the concept. I understand the concept, you know, South Florida. He's got the chain. He got a little swagginess to him, I guess.
Kind of. Maybe.
Just the face. They ain't doing it for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I don't know. I think he's fine looking. But that's all. That's all I got.
That's
he's
all.
He's like fine looking. You still need to be funny or something. You still need to add
something. You got to be rich or something. Funny. Something. Like. Least funny. He doesn't bring anything. He's very boring. Mm-hmm. Flat. I don't know. Yeah. Teddy arrives next. She reminds us that she was a virgin. I totally forgot about Teddy.
About that too.
I forgot about her being a virgin. I totally forgot about that completely. She's so cute. She looks like she's 17 so now.
Yep.
So.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just 16 last year. And then Andrew loves him some Teddy. They very obviously have been talking before the show.
Definitely.
They go off and have a little chat on the little cabana beds. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Casey, Gospel Chris's cousin, arrives.
Yes.
He calls himself, he's 37. He calls himself a geriatric millennial, which I had to laugh.
That is true.
He looks like 47. He looks old.
It's the hair. He has like grayish hair already.
His face looks kind of old and wrinkly.
All right. Well, I'm Casey, sorry. Maybe we can buck up with that sunscreen. Okay.
Sunscreen's and Botox. He looks
no!
Standing next to Michael A. Michael A is older than him. Michael A is 38. Michael A looks
because Michael A got
tight
that beard.
And right. The beard. Yeah. But Casey got facial hair too. They ain't doing nothing for
facial
him.
Facial hair, but it's not thick.
It's not
Michael
thick beard.
A. Michael A's looks like a wig. Casey looks like regular facial hair.
Regular.
And I think Casey's cute, but you know, I like him old.
He's cute. I like his little, he has little one-liners and stuff every now and then.
Yeah.
Like Michael A, he looked tired. Didn't even start.
Already. Because you know, when we land somewhere, you used to get the hotel, you set your bags down, you sit down. Mm-hmm. Here you gotta be naked, talk to people.
Right, talk to people immediately. Oh my God. And then a bunch of girls arrive, some blonde chick. Mm-hmm. I still don't know with the whole
there
episode,
was some
still
young
don't
woman
know her
there
name.
She's not Hunter girl. I kept writing down. No. I don't know who that is.
She's from Clayton season, but I think she went home night one.
Gotta
so
be.
That's why
gotta
we
be.
Don't know her, but I still never caught her name. But anyway, she there. Brittany. Brittany from Matt James's season.
Matt
the whole
season.
Scandal. What was her even skin? She was a they're calling her an escort or whatever.
Escort?
Yeah. So she's there. Jill arrives. Hunter arrives. Then my bitch Sierra arrives.
Okay. Outdoing every last one of you.
Yes.
Every last one of you.
Yes. Now
in
the party can start.
In vibe. Energy. Looks. In hair. In wardrobe.
Yup.
Everything. Beat everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Beat them up. Yep. Curls was out. She had the curls out. Loved
it. She had her natural hair, which is crazy.
Natural hair out. I know. It was thriving, though. It was looking great.
Have you ever had your natural hair out on a beach with sand?
No, I can't do that.
No, I'd be so scared.
Not doing it. Hell no. Curls was out. Loved her little sequin bikini with the little underboob showing. Loved her little cover-up that she had, like, slung over the shoulder. Just came in, just high energy, just ready to turn up. And so cute. I love her. I really love her, too.
And they were, all the guys were like, oh.
Yeah, they all were like,
got there.
Yeah. Love it. Because she just has confident, it's like a confident energy. She's, like, vibrant and bubbly and whatever, but it's also just, like, confidence, which, I mean, everyone's attracted to. But, yeah, Michael A. already is noticing her. So she's, like, a little puppy, a little ball of energy. Loving it.
Yep.
And then a lot of other guys were checking around. Jacob, he arrives, of course, with a full gimmick outfit on.
Yeah.
And the just gimmicky and whack. Why are we doing this in paradise? Why we need a
And this is like getting weird gimmick. With consent that we're like having people just naked. this is getting weird, you know? Like, and you hug people and then it's your balls.
Yeah. Like, I don't want your dick on my leg. Ew.
I don't want your dick anywhere near me, bro. No. Ugh.
Shanae arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob already is like, oh, she's so beautiful. And yeah, she joins the girls and is like, you know, I want y'all to see a new Shanae. I have a fun side to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like purporting to be this new person.
Yeah.
Bitch, we will never forget. Okay.
Ever.
You can come and pretend to be this new, nice, brand new, whatever. We will never forget. Mm-hmm. And if I was on that beach, I wouldn't let her forget it either. And I'd be telling all the bitches about her to make sure they don't forget who this bitch is. Okay. Disgusting.
We could have had Elizabeth, but no.
Could have had Elizabeth. Could have had anybody else. Anybody else. Why are we bringing her? Why are we giving her a spotlight and a platform and more time? Why? Yeah. Why? This doesn't make sense.
No. Because Elizabeth would have been entertaining still. She's 32. She would have been out there for Casey or one of these other ones. It would have been great.
She recently came out as bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been a whole conversation piece.
Could have been a whole thing. Yep.
I just don't understand why Shanae.
It just could be more interesting, but instead we're going to whack.
Yeah.
The whack storyline of like, oh, she's a bully. Like, no, she's an ableist.
Yeah.
Maniac. Like, yeah. No.
Who sat on After the Final Rose with no remorse, no bold. Empathy, no sympathy, bold and wrong and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in paradise. Like, oh my God, I'm a brand new person. What? I hate it. Genevieve, she's like hoping all the guys remember how terrible Shanae is and like know that. Meanwhile, the guys are over there talking about how pretty she is and how confident she seems and like literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Which
they also can go.
I mean, have you met a man? This is, you know, they forget things.
But not one of them, not one of them is like. Yeah, I mean, she's cute, but that shit was kind of whack. Like, nobody, they all were just like, oh, yeah, she's really pretty. Those eyes, her eyes. I'm like, not one of you guys? The fuck?
Yeah.
Anyways, Justin arrives next. He got a big old thick beard.
He does, and he doesn't need it. He's very cute.
He's very cute. I think the beard's a bit much. Nice. It's nice, but it's big. I don't know.
It's
coming off.
He got a solid texture. He got a solid curl pattern in that beard.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a little Santa.
Trim it down. It's looking a little Santa. Just trim it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little large.
Aww.
But yeah, Genevieve, she's like in love already. They like go off and talk and just gotta have some small talk. Not really much.
He seems like a rough one to crack.
Yeah.
He's looking off into the distance. He has on Reeboks. I don't know. Whatever. We'll see.
Yeah, he's wearing sneakers on the beach. I can't. Oh, God. But yeah, Shanae, she goes off with Tarzan. They can go.
Mm-hmm. They can go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next arrived to the beach is Lace. Throwback.
Lace. Yeah.
Lace is from, I want to say, Ben Higgins season and was on the last season of Paradise. Which I told you, she was on Paradise and she was a disaster. She was drunk and a mess the entire time. Mm-hmm, So she arrives. Literally no one sees her. Like,
no.
Not a soul. She comes down. She was literally invisible. Even Johnny at one point was like, is she with us? Like,
is she a producer?
Is she a producer? Who is this?
Oh my God.
So yeah, Lace is there. She's 32. So of course that's like ancient.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already painting herself as like the old one. The little random blonde girl's like hating on her in the confessional.
Yeah, it was weird. Old.
Very weird, bitch. Who are you even? At least I know Lace. Who are you? Who are you?
Oh my God. Did you call Michael A. and Casey old?
Right. Because them niggas got 6 years on her, so.
And a child.
And so... kids. So don't do this.
Whatever, girl.
Anyways, Logan arrives, also fresh from Gabby season. So,
oh yeah, right off the boat. Wow,
right off the boat. Now, Serene and Teddy, they are pining and waiting for Brandon to arrive. Mm-hmm. Which, again, as you said, is weird. They all know who's coming already.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like they kind of always had whispers of who was coming, but now they have like full confirmation. Like, Brandon's coming. Yeah. When is he coming?
Yeah.
So Brandon arrives. His chest looks like a baby's bottom.
Stop! 19-year-old. No!
Late to puberty. Brandon! So young. Looks so young. Oh my god. Looks like he's never even grown chest hair.
He's like the one. Like, you know, you see a baby's curl.
Yeah. That's what they're like a cartoon. Oh my god. Jesus.
So but he's another one. He comes down. He has like nice energy though.
Nice energy. Yeah. And immediately goes to Serene, just like pulls her immediately. I don't think he said hi to everybody.
Right away. Yep.
So she tells him she's been waiting for him to come. He tells her he's so excited to meet her. They're both like nervous as hell.
Because they FaceTimed every night before 3 weeks before this.
Oh my gosh. Very giddy and nervous. Mm-hmm. And like Serene's like, this doesn't feel real. Like, yeah,
because she's been talking to that nigga. Yeah,
talking. Yeah, and they're here together, mm-hmm. and yeah, they just start making out and
immediately. You know what it reminded me of? Like 90 Day Fiance when they first meet them, and they're like, "We've been talking online for 6 months," and then they meet each other. And they're like, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What that reminded me of.
That's what it was. That's definitely what it was given. So now Jill, she's waiting for Romeo. Apparently, they have some history. She said he's shown interest to her in the past. Romeo arrives. He's also saying the same thing, how he has some past with Jill, but also he has a past with Dr. Kira.
Wasn't he a math major,
mathematician? Yep. And he said that him and Kira went to the same school, so I don't know if that's Yeah, he said they went to school together. That's like, he like knows Kira. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so messy. Okay.
I don't know if that's grad school or what that was, but So Romeo hits the beach. He immediately goes off with Jill. Mm-hmm. And we learn in that conversation that they used to be like really close friends.
I need to know more about this.
Yeah. How did this start? Did they meet because of the franchise, or were they friends before?
I don't know.
They just definitely seem like they had like serious history together.
Yes. It seems like they've been to Target together. Like, it seems like
they hang. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't understand that relationship.
I don't know either. She said later in the episode that they went through something. They helped each other through a tough time in life or something like that. I don't know if you caught that later in the episode.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. They're just saying a lot but not giving us details.
I don't understand the dynamic of that relationship of like two straight people getting through a hard time and you're mad he kissed somebody else.
And why you're not dating his
girlfriend.
Yeah, why aren't you guys dating? I don't understand.
What is this?
I don't know. So yeah, they used to be close and then he kissed Kira and that caused a rift between them. So of course Kira's the next to arrive to the island.
Next up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she sits immediately with Romeo and Jill, and she like steals Jill's drink.
That was so rude.
That was rude and bold, and she knew that was Jill's drink too. And she did.
I know, and she knew Romeo's little puppy self didn't say anything.
Say nothing. Yeah,
that was so rude of him too. I was like, wow.
Romeo just looks so unprepared for the drama that was
unprepared into. Also a little bit like laying back and just waiting for the girls to like come to him and like fan flock to him, which I thought was annoying. Like, you need to get up and go get her a drink, you fucking weirdo.
Who, Jill?
Come on. No, Romeo.
No, get a drink for Jill, you mean?
Or get a drink for Kira. Kira was like, oh, I don't have a drink.
Oh, and just
he should have been like, I'll get you one.
But he don't want that because he wants Jill. If he says that to her, then Jill's gonna be like, "What?"
Yeah, I'm still not used to these.
Either way, he just seems he just seemed very unprepared. Like, Kira's coming in with this energy. Y'all know you have a past. She stole the drink, and he's just kind of like he like froze, like didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Jill's pissed. Obviously, she walks off and is like venting with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael A, he's making the rounds. He's like the zaddy of paradise. Everybody's kind of peeping his arms and that beard, and he's so nice. Yep. And like all the girls are kind of like, okay, Michael A. Like,
yep.
He's just kind of moseying along, tired as hell, trying to make it through with all these young kids. Oh my god. Oh, now, man. The host arrives. He gathers everybody around. and reminds them of all the Paradise couples, Kenny and Mari, Joe and Serena, Jade and Tanner, who have
kids. Are they still together? Jade and Tanner?
They went through the, remember that whole DraftKings scandal with the $1 million stolen or whatever? That was them.
I know they are. You got to stick together after that shit. After that mess. Boy. Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Okay.
They're together. Okay. They have like multiple kids and yeah, they're right. In Paradise as well. So Jesse kind of like reminds them of all the past couples and lets them know that the guys have the roses this week. So the guys have the power. The women have to kind of flock and make sure they can get a rose.
Yeah.
Now the girls and the guys go off to their separate quarters. They're chatting, just recapping what's happening so far. Serena and Brandon are really feeling each other. Andrew really liked Teddy. Kira is talking about Tarzan. She loves Tarzan.
Yeah, she loves him. Yeah.
She was only talking about the physicality. Like she is here. That's it. To be in that boom boom room. That's it.
And be messy. Yeah. Yeah. She's a year older than us, friend. My goodness gracious.
She is.
She's 33.
Yeah, she is.
We're kind of coming up fast on 33, but yeah.
Right. But she is, yeah. Oof. And yeah, so she's talking all about Tarzan. Meanwhile, Tarzan can't remember her name, but
yeah, it was like the girl who's a doctor. She was nice.
She was nice. Sierra has a crush on Michael A. As does Brittany, as does the random blonde girl. So Michael A right now is the hot commodity of the beach.
The hottie, yeah.
So yeah, it's nighttime now. They all meet Wells, the bartender, he's here.
Yeah.
And Jill comes down with a date card, so now shit's about to get real. Who's gonna get the first date? And it goes to Andrew.
Yeah.
Says take a shot at falling in love.
I really wanted it to be Brandon and Serene, but it's okay.
I know. Yeah. I wanted to see them too. But yeah, Andrew, he got the date card. He obviously gave it to Teddy. And they walk off hand in hand. Now, Andrew, this shirt he got on for this date is terrible.
Why did he wear that? Why did he wear that?
Like he's going bowling, like a bowling shirt.
Yes, it did look like a team bowling shirt. It looked a little bit Urkel to me. It like if he just buttoned it up and tucked it into some pants with a belt, it would have been Urkel. Steve.
Yep. Terrible shirt. It doesn't even look like a shirt for Mexico, like for Paradise.
So. No.
Why this? Teddy looked cute. She had a little.
Very cute.
Little black dress, nothing special.
Yeah.
So yeah, they go to dinner. They're talking all about like the anticipation of meeting each other and you know how nervous they are. And yeah, obviously you've been talking and like going back and forth in the DMs or whatever, but maybe not.
Yeah. They talk about nothing, bro.
Nothing. They sit there. Yeah. I'm literally reading my notes and trying to find something. And I'm like, oh yeah, they talked about nothing. Okay.
They talked about nothing. Yeah. He was so nervous. It was very quiet in there, which I don't know why they do that to them. They should at least have a little like SoundCloud free something going in the back. And poor Andrew was very nervous, and Teddy was just trying to usher him along, but also wants to feel like she's on a date
at the same time. Right.
Oh my god.
But yeah, they're cute. They made out. They hit the hot tub.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Same. Now, back at the beach, Justin and Genevieve are on a little cabana bed. He's telling her that he's really into her. And she's shocked because she's like, our last conversation was dry and
was about pears and oranges.
About fruit. And we didn't talk about anything. Like, I have no idea. And he shuts her up and just kisses her.
That's weird.
And then they go to the hot tub and kiss some more.
That's weird. That's weird.
Oh, God. Paradise, I just feel like the energy is so, like, sexually charged. Everyone has, the guys have on no shirts. The girls are in, like, little bikinis. We're single. There's unlimited open bar always. So there's not even much room to talk. Let's just make out. Let's just call what it is. You know?
Guess so. Yeah.
You're good looking. I'm good looking. Let's do it. Now, there's a lot of couples already forming. So Brandon and Serene, they're off. Hunter and Johnny are apparently a thing. They're off. Sierra and Michael A are off.
There's
a lot of little couples. Lace. Yep. Lace is sulking in her bunk bed.
Lace is low-key doing what all the other 30-year-olds want to do, which is take a nap. But anyway.
That's true. Taking a nap. But yeah, she's just pouting. This is the most boring season I've ever been on. I feel like I'm the prettiest I've ever been in my life, and no one is looking at me. You know, I wish the guys would put more effort in. These guys are such bitches. Like, just negative Nancy. Came down. Just rude. Came down the steps with a negative attitude and a sourpuss face. And I mean, Lace, why are you back?
Like, that's the thing. You're really back here to get married? I feel like no. Are you back here for any kind of validation for TV? I feel like yes.
I guess.
Like, why? And then she said she's prettier than she was last year, which is just openly admitting to injectables on television.
All over her
Not
face.
Great. No. Not a great look.
No.
Necessarily. To say it like that. To be like, haven't I improved since last year? That's weird to
weird
say
and sad.
About yourself. And sad.
And sad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then just like sulking in the bed and like feeling probably dusty and washed up because 32 is not old, but you were on like 6 seasons ago. So in Bachelor Land, that's old.
That's old. That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. And you're standing at the bar next to Mystery Blonde who's 24. Like, I would also feel very weird and like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Same. Yeah. Yeah. And especially if the 37-year-old Casey is looking at the blonde girl next to me.
Exactly.
Like, okay, I gotta go.
The two guys who were cast for me want to undo me, so what am I doing?
Yeah.
Brandon is 19. What am I gonna do with that? Like, just your chances are so much more slim when you come from so many seasons ago. Even if you're not that old, you just are not the new, young, fresh thing.
Right. Your relevance
is shot, and half these people are here for Instagram, so let's be
That's the other thing, too, because Becca came on the beach. She was 30 or 31, but she was relevant.
She was Becca Kufrin. She was a past lead. They never had a bachelorette ever in Paradise, so that was, like, huge. Lace, I don't know, girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's pouting, and she's in the bed crying, and Shanae goes to chat with her and is, you know, she's telling her, like, everyone's ignoring her, girls and guys. I tried to talk to you, Shanae. You weren't even trying to talk with me, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, jeez.
Just all up in her feelings. I don't have time for people like this. You ain't about to rain and operate here in Paradise, bitch. I'm about to go get me a margarita. You coming or not? Nope, bye.
You coming or not? We are being paid to be on vacation.
To be on vacation. Get your self-esteem together.
Yeah.
Hop off this bunk bed. You just got some fresh new lip injections. They look nice and plump. Go show them shits off. Go kiss somebody. What are we?
Yeah. And put some effort in.
It's put not some effort be... in, too.
You're not the bachelorette. No. So maybe you'll have to go up to somebody and say hi.
You might, yes.
Maybe you have to go talk to Wells.
Warm up. Exactly.
That's what he's fucking there for.
That's what he's there for.
Like,
and also, the guys have the roses, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's coming for you. That's not the week.
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Shanae manages to somehow get her down. They go down to the bar, and she's, like, saying hi to Wells. And she knows him from last time, and she, like, winks and tells Wells it's her birthday. And then she just kind of goes with it.
Goes with it.
I thought that was a very smart move.
That was.
Very smart.
Especially for somebody who so desperately wanted to be celebrated.
That too. Yep.
You know, she had an agenda. And so, sure, you had to make up a birthday.
Go for it.
You get the attention that you wanted.
Yeah.
God, she's terrible.
Exhausting. Oh my God. So she gets a little cake and she gives it to Logan. So Logan is the one guy that she claims she's interested in. And she asks if they go spend some time together. So they go over to the day bed and she's just intense. She's like, I'm only interested in you. I'm 32. I know what I want.
I know what I want.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm 32. I don't have time to waste, which is very much giving my eggs are frying. And I need something now, which poor Logan was like, so I literally just got off that Virgin cruise and said I had COVID to leave.
Right.
So,
need you to tone it on down.
Yeah, we need to take this on down, girl. And I don't know your name.
Yay.
Man, I don't even know Yubjik. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, he lets her know off rip, I'm 26.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And then is like, so loose. What are you? Oh, and she just flips. She's like laughing. She's crying. She's pissed. She like didn't know how to react, but she's, yeah, he did not know your name. Oh, the girl, God. The one guy that you were like so into,
yeah,
called you loose. So, yeah, her odds are not looking great.
No, no. And she made it even weirder by not introducing herself and saying her name.
That too.
She made, which it really also weird.
He was like, he didn't say it to her, but in his confession, he's like, give me a break. We just got here.
We just got here.
Just got here. I don't know you. I'm learning everyone's name. I didn't say Meredith. I said loose.
Right.
It's close to right. Lace. Fucking relax. What the hell? Like.
And you were on Ben Higgins season.
Forever ago, like, girl. You're going to have to remind me who you are. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine. Next, we see, yes, Michael A. and Sierra. They're off on the daybeds. Love this. Uh-huh. Love this little pairing.
Love this.
Love this little pairing.
Oh my gosh.
He's telling her she's like an old soul. And
yeah.
He's just looking for that. He's like, I can't with these 25-year-olds.
No.
If you're going to be 25, no. You won't have to have some old soulness to you or something.
Yes. Yep.
Ain't no way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so she's asking him, you know, what's the hardest part about being a single dad? And he said, which I thought was interesting. Response, he said, making memories and not having anyone to share it with.
Yeah, he's experiencing all these firsts, mm-hmm, without his partner,
without a partner, yeah, and with a son, but like, who can only appreciate things but so much because he's like six. So
right, yeah, his life experiences are probably so immature, they're probably so wrapped up in like Gracie's Corner or whatever he's watching. I don't know what 6-year-olds are watching now, but.
Gracie's Corner. Is that just a made up show you just made up?
No. You don't know Gracie's Corner?
Gracie's Corner? No.
Girl, Gracie's Corner is the turn up. Girl, Gracie's Corner is everything. Gracie's Corner. Sent it straight to Geneva because she teaches you how to do your ABCs, but it's like trap beats.
Oh my God.
Black girl with little Afro puffs.
Oh
my God.
Oh.
Gracie's Corner. I've
seen this. Okay. I've seen this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Gracie's Corner. Yeah, so they have a nice little chat about his being, you know, single dad life. And mm-hmm, Michael A., he is in the confessional just gushing about Sierra. He said, her skin, it's like glowing. I've never seen anything like this before.
In my life. I was like, I know you've been dating ashy white women. Ashy. Ashy. You are dating white women with no black friends. That's who you dating. Because, ashy white people are a whole other level of ash.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Y'all get dry skin too. Just because you can't see it don't mean you shouldn't be putting on lotion every day.
And you just don't be putting on that little Eucerin water. You gotta be putting on some with some emollient
some factors. Butter, a cream of sorts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we already know, I think Sierra told us, that it's coconut oil and body glitter.
Body
that
glitter.
She puts together.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
And rubs all over her body.
Yeah.
But that's like a Vegas stripper move. Like,
I love it so much.
Me too. Oh my God.
But her skin, he looked astonished.
Oh my God. He looked glowing. Infatuated.
I've never seen something like this before. I'm like, bitch, ain't nothing but some shea butter. What? Like,
low-key so similar to Nate when you were in the bathroom on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he came up to me and he was like, I just love her. I really like her, Christine.
And I'm like, I remember walking to the elevator.
You were like, oh wow, he's really nice. Wow. And he came up to me like, I really like
astonished.
Her.
Oh, love it. Oh my God. Gosh. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so cute. I love Sierra and Michael. I love this for him. I love this for her. For her. Yeah, I just love this. So cute. Then we see Jill. Jill is sitting with the girls. She's talking cash shit about Kira and this whole drama.
Yeah. When really Romeo's got some explaining to do, if you ask me. But yeah,
and this is when she said about Romeo that we were there for each other in a time of our lives that was very tumultuous.
Oh my God!
What the hell was going on? Like,
we missed it. We missed it, friend. That. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and then she also says Kira has always gone after guys I've liked. So this is not what, like,
so you all three know each other?
Y'all all know each other, and to the point where Kira like knows all the guys you date and goes after them, like,
and goes for them.
So Kira used to be like a friend, like close enough that she's all up in your life.
It's like either that or they were just on the same season and she's guessing. I can't tell which one it is.
I can't tell either. Or that. So bizarre. So yeah, so now Romeo and Jill, they go off and talk a little David. And you know, Jill's like, what are your thoughts and everything with Kira being here, whatever. And Romeo, he's a very simple guy. He don't have time for this drama, nor does he even know how to deal with this type of drama. So
he was talking, literally talking in like Socrates philosophical quotes. I was like, this is not the man for this kind of drama. He doesn't need
he don't know this. He don't know what to do with this. But that his energy though is very much like, I'm not even gonna entertain this because it's not.
Yeah, like I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just very plainly says to Jill, like, I'm really into you. I don't have a connection with Kira. Like, I'm definitely ready to just like dead that and move on with you. And just said it very plain like that. And Jill's like, well, I really need action. Words are one thing, I need action. And of course they start making out.
Yeah, how's this action?
Yeah, how's this action for you? Yeah.
Ew.
Oh God. Now Kira, she's off, she's talking, she's very hopeful about something between her and Romeo.
She thinks
that Jill's just trying to get a rose, and Kira literally walks up on them as they are making out, and Kira makes it very clear again, she's let us know this before, but she's letting us know again in her confessional. She says, I'm not here to make good decisions. Romeo, what are you here for? If you're here to make good decisions, get the fuck out. Like, she is here to fuck. Like,
she's here so aggressively. If this was a dude, we would be like, yo, he gotta go.
What is this?
Even her, I'm like, yo, this is real aggressive energy, man.
She is not here to find a boyfriend. She's definitely not here to get engaged. Forget that shit.
Definitely not.
She's here to turn up. She's here like she's a single on Temptation Island. Or the singles come and they just come to fuck shit up. That's the energy she's giving. And that's how she's doing it with Romeo and Jill. She's here to just like fuck shit up and just be like the little sexy temptress in the corner. Like,
that's not how she looking, girl. You looking real Jezebel, girl.
Looking very Jezebel.
Wrong show.
I know.
Not the great edit, because she was looking sloshed. Her and Jill were looking sloshed in their confessionals.
Very much so. Been at the bar with Wells all day. Oh my God. So Kira's walking up to Jill and Romeo, and Jill's like, all right, Romeo, what's the game plan? What are you going to do? What are we going to do? She's coming towards us. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And he's just like, everything's going to be fine. Chill out. Go hang
with
the girls.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell her no. Like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. And so, Jill like walks off, and which I wouldn't have done. He was like, you know, go hang with the girls. I'll like figure things out with Kira. Kira, no. The days of me leaving so she can spend time with you, no. I would sit right there and say, what do you have to say, Kira? Roman, what you got to say?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. Because I'm not going to keep leaving every time she comes around. She can leave. Like,
and I don't trust you from earlier today.
That
you
too.
You didn't tell her that earlier.
Right.
So
why would I
leave? Again?
Yeah. So anyways, Jill leaves, Romeo sits and chats with Kira, and again, very plain as day. Like, this guy's very simple. He, like, can't do much. He was giving me, he's very, like, Venmo John-esque.
Oh my God! Yes!
They're just, like, simple, normal, kind of nerdy guys. They don't do this, like, normally.
Yeah. They don't do this game playing either.
Game playing.
Like, going between people. Don't
juggling
do
girls.
That.
They don't,
nope.
Not cut for this. So he tells me, he's like, Jill and I are romantically connecting. Oh God, I love Romeo. I love it.
Yo, you looked like Like, you were hosting Jeopardy. You look like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, yes. We're romantically involved in nuclears. We're coming together. Philosophical, we're coming together. The planets were aligning. And I'm with Jill now.
I'm with Jill. So gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he's like, I don't want our friendship to interfere between what me and Jill have. If you can let me pursue Jill in peace, that'd be great.
In peace, because he knows she's messy as fuck.
She's messy as hell. And I love how he just said it very plain, like, please let me pursue Jill in peace. That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she...
I love a message... This happened to me this weekend. A message from a girl that's like, yes, please have sex with me. Don't you want to have sex with me? Oh my God, I love you. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. And the guy gives her straight back a LinkedIn DM.
Response. Yeah.
Like, so straightforward. Uh-huh. And so like, hi, how are you? Hope you're well. Kind regards, Romeo. Like,
yeah.
So.
That was it.
Oh, jeez.
She can't really say, could say back to that was, I have to respect that. I respect that.
Yeah.
That was it. Of course, was like turning up in her confessional, like, fuck that shit. Like, but mostly she was pissed because she was banking on his rose. So now she's like, fuck, I gotta go like actually do some work now and try to find a rose.
Yikes.
Yeah. So Kira, she goes marching back. She grabs Jill and was like, we need to talk. And they
about
have a talk.
What?
About what, girl? What is there to talk about? They clearly have just like old drama beef. Like they all went to college together. Beef. They might have all went to college together. Honestly, that's what was given.
They all went to college together, but Kira was a senior when they were freshmen. Like, because Kira's 33.
And how old is Jill? Yeah, I guess Jill's not 33. Yeah,
Jill's not in her 30s. I don't think.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, but yeah, it was given like RA and the two freshmen. Like, I don't know. It was given old drama, like it's been festering.
And this is why Alexis and Justin, why Justin don't want you in the damn club. This is the kind of bullshit that happens when you're 30-something years old, you go into the club. Now you're fighting with some chick on the beach over some young mathematician.
Right.
Oh my God. When you want to be a porn star, get out of here, Kira. Oh my God.
Oh God. So yeah, they go off and talk and Kira's like, what the fuck is your problem with me? Every time I come around, you leave. What have I done to you? Like, just go straight in. I was like, fuck, okay.
Oh, my God.
And Jill's like, you're interrupting Romeo and I. It's so intentional. Mm-hmm. You keep doing it. And they just go back and forth. Both of them feel disrespected. Both of them are getting nowhere with this conversation.
Basically. Yeah.
And Jill runs off. She's crying. Kira's in her confessional. Did you see her name tag in her confessional?
What was it? What was it?
It says Kira 33 looking for a threesome.
Yo, she's a doctor, bro. What?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
A whole other agenda. It said looking for a threesome. And she's just going on and on, talking about Romeo as a little boy, how Jill and Romeo were like shackles. Now I'm free. I can go enjoy paradise freely.
That's a lot.
And yeah, I mean, next we see her, she's on the daybed with Casey rubbing his nipples. So
yeah,
she's free.
Yeah, she was like, whoa.
Yeah, but also continued laying there. So, and then yeah, the next morning, everyone's just kind of recapping day one, all the tears, all the kissing, all the little couples. Mm-hmm. Genevieve is over the moon. Her and Justin are like hitting it off. She feels like an 11 out of 10 and is like very confident she's gonna get his rose. And then next down to paradise, who I think is coming for that rose from Justin, it seems like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yep.
Is Victoria F. From Peter season. A full-on bitch to Peter the entire time.
Top five hometowns.
Yeah.
Top five.
Oh my God.
Woo!
And then she also had that like All Lives Matter.
She sure did. She sure did pose for that All Lives Matter, whatever that was.
Yeah. It was like Save the Seals.
It was something with dolphins. Something with
dolphins. Yeah. But their tagline was All Lives Matter. Some dumb shit. I can't. These people are so dumb. And then they get to get... I didn't know. They get to play that, like, I didn't know card.
Yeah, that you didn't know.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Go the fuck away.
Get out of here. And then you date Chris Soules. You moved to Idaho.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
She dated him. She did. Remember that?
Yes, yes. So yeah, she's in paradise.
Yeah, good luck. Well, good luck.
And that was the episode.
That was it.
That was it.
Wow.
And we got a little preview. Mm-hmm. Just some, it was like the same preview, but with some new stuff. So
yeah,
Rodney's going to hit the beach. It looks like Rodney and Lace are going to have a little, them like look like they're making out or something going on there.
Literally. I mean, opposites completely. Rodney is a ball of positive energy.
So yes. That's weird. That is weird. So we'll see. It looks like Genevieve is maybe going to be in a little love triangle with Aaron and Justin, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay,
it's
okay.
Like Aaron comes to the beach and maybe he wants Genevieve and that creates a little something. We see a lot of crying, lots and lots of tears.
Lots of crying. Eliza.
Eliza, yes.
I like. She's and see her talk, finally.
Yeah.
Nursing her speak. That's nice.
she was crying, so somebody gonna break her heart.
She sure was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of tease what's looking like a Casa Amor, Love Island type of twist, where all the girls have to pack up and leave. And I guess they bring in some new girls to tear shit up. And yeah, that was the episode.
That was it. Oh, man. I'll be back two nights, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. But yeah, I'm excited for Paradise. I think it's gonna be good. Yeah, I love this cast. I love it's a young cast, but I don't mind a young cast on Paradise. That's what I'm here
this
to watch.
Premise for a young cast, fine,
perfect. I'll absolutely do this. But yeah, that's it. We'll be back next week.
Sure will, guys.
Please rate, review, subscribe, find us on all the things, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.